You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to review a new game that was produced and put out by Blindfold, which is the kids-friendly software games. Typically, all their games have been pretty much card games. Not all of them, but most of them are. This is nothing less. It's another card game. The Road Trip is the name of the game. It's a free app that you can download. Obviously, this has some in-app purchases, of course. It comes with 12 coins, and that is good enough for about 12 games. So each game will take a coin, and thereafter that, you'll have to purchase different upgrade packages to keep playing. I'm doing the podcast on Road Trip because I played a lot of these Blindfold games, and this one is by far being one of my most favorite games to play. So much so that it's earned a spot on the front page of my home screen. I love it that much because it's really challenging, and it offers something a little different than a lot of other games. I'm just having a lot of fun with it. And the AI on it is just absolutely superb. So when you play against a computer, it can really just kick your pants if you set it up high enough of an intelligent level. And of course, you can lower it down so you get a chance to win a few games. But for me, I like challenging, difficult games. I don't have to win all the time, but I like that edginess of being really challenged and they're always coming after you. And so I really enjoy this a lot, and it's a different kind of style game I haven't seen. So they implemented a lot of different things in this game that I haven't seen in any other Blindfold games. So with that, let's go ahead and dive into the Road Trip app itself. I'm going to divide this into two parts. The first segment, I'm going to pretty much go over the basic layout of the Road Trip app itself. Now, the nice thing about Blindfold is that the consistency is pretty much all across their Blindfold games. So their main menu is pretty much the same. Same places for buttons and different changes, settings, everything you would see on every other Blindfold game. So the consistency is really great. The second segment, we're going to just dive into the game itself and take a road trip. And I'm going to go over the rules and kind of give you some advice and tips as we play a full game. So the podcast may be a little bit windy or long, just depending on the challenger that I have and the cards I receive. So it could be a short game or it could be a really long game. So, okay, let's go ahead and open up the app itself.
Blindfold Road Trip.
Okay, double tap on here to open it up.
Blindfold Road Trip. Blindfold Road Trip main menu.
Okay.
Welcome to Blindfold Road Trip. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
All right. For those that have not played Blindfold before, or this is the first time you open up the app, you will typically see a screen here that will tell you all the games that the Blindfold folks have put out. There'll be all these list of games that you can go and download and give a try and play. So give the list a look. There's plenty of choices to pick from, and they offer a lot of hours and a lot of entertainment for you just to kill some time, or if you're on a plane or a road or whatever have not, this is a great app set of games to play. All right. Now there's just a skip button that you can skip that list of app that is provided by the Blindfold games. Now, within the settings, you can turn that option off, so each time you open up the Blindfold game, it isn't going to keep popping up, and I'll cover that in this podcast. So basically, we're in the main menu, and the main menu is pretty much the same as I mentioned before through all the Blindfold games. As you swipe to the right,
selected Road Trip 700 miles.
This particular game, there are three different options or three different games you can pick from. The first one is the 700 mile game. that's the pretty much the one I play all the time. If you like to play longer and further, but you'll run into running out of cards quicker. But they all have pros and disadvantages between the games. So the 700 game is the first one.
Road trip, 1,000 miles.
There's the 1,000 miles.
Road trip, 1,200 miles.
And there's the 1,200 miles. So we have the 700, 1,000, 1,200 miles. Now we're going to get into some of the stuff that you will find in the main menu besides the games.
Current game scores button.
You can find your current game scores. This is going to be pretty much of a history area of the games you have played with the road trip. So if you have played a variety of different games of the 700 miles, 1,000, or 1,200 miles, you can see what you have done and your achievements. So let's see what I've done. So I'll just double tap
scores. You have 16 coins.
All right. That is a useful little thing. Right now, I have 16 coins in my bank. I have purchased a 20-coin upgrade package. And again, I'll get to the upgrade packages and so you can see what you can buy in those different packages. So this will help you to let you know how many coins you have left to use for your road trip. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Scored 16,950 points in game road trip, 700 miles. Highest score was 2,000 points. Won 10 games and lost 5 games.
Okay. So it had a mouthful there. There were three items that I heard was the total score that I had for this go-around since I've cleared it. And then it told me what my highest score that I've achieved for the game of 700 miles was 2,000 miles. And then it had my win-loss there. Now, if I had played the 1,000 game or the 1,200 games, you would swipe one more to the right, and it would show you what you achieved in that game. So, theoretically, you should see a 700, 1,000, 1,200 miles in respect of those games you played. But since I have not played those other games, it's basically going to get to the last part, which gives you the grand total. So I'm going to just swipe to the right.
Total score for all games is 16,950 points.
So it gives me the grand total of all the games that I've played. So that is there for your information. So if you want to come back in and see how many coins you got and how you're doing and win-loss and what was your highest score that you played. Now at the top left,
you have 16 coins. You have 16 coins. Delete all button.
We have the delete all button. So you can clear this and start over, and so you can rack up more points and stuff, but the grand total still will be there for you. And I swipe to the right.
My scores. Heading.
You got your score heading. And then one more to the right.
Done. Button.
It's the done button. The done button will always be at the top right-hand corner, which is the nice thing about Blindfold. It's consistent. You'll always find a button at the top right that you will always need to get back or out or save. Okay, so I'm going to go to the top right hand corner and hit the done button. Double tap.
Blindfold road trip main menu.
Okay, so we're back to the main menu, but it didn't pop me back where do I was, so I'll have to flick down back to the current game status here.
Selected road trip current game scores.
There button. We go. And as I swipe to the right.
Help button.
There's the help section. As always, the help section is the place to go to if this is your first time, or even for like me, I tend to go back into here and try to see what the scoring is like. There's so many different ways you can score things in this game, so I don't have it all down packed in my mind. I just there's just so much to remember at this moment, but once more I play it, I'm sure I'll get that down packed. But I'm going to go ahead and go into the help section, just double tapping this.
Help and user guides, heading.
There's four things you can do within the help section. As I swipe to the right.
Done button.
The done button's at the top right-hand corner.
User guide.
All right. Here's the user guide. That's the meat. That's the meat of the information that you can find out more about the road trip game itself, about the rules, how to play the game, and the biggest thing is the scoring. There's a lot of different ways to score, so be sure to keep in mind that you can always go back in here and check the user guide and see how that works. I'm going to swipe one more to the right.
Common features for blindfold games.
The common features of the blindfold games. As I mentioned before, the consistency of the main menu is pretty much wide-based, so they'll go over all the common features that you will find in all the blindfold apps themselves. So you can find more information about gestures and features and things like that, and that will cover those things in this area.
Audio tutorial.
Now, this is the first time I've seen it. I don't know if they have implemented this before, but I really love this. I think anybody that puts audio tutorial into the help is a major plus in my book. So I was surprised to see this, and I really love this item. My word advice is to read the user guide first. Get the understanding of the gameplay and the rules first before you listen to this. I went in here first thinking that I would be able to understand the game easier and better than if I were to read something. Sometimes I just like to get in there and learn as quickly as I can, but in this case, it wasn't like that. I had to read the user guide first and then go to the auto tutorial. So great job on the auto tutorial. I think that it can be improved, definitely, but nonetheless, it's a nice little option to have for us to another arsenal of ways to understand the game. So I would like to see this auto tutorial in more and more games.
Strategy.
The strategy is the last part of the helps. The strategy is exactly what is that. There's different types of strategies you can use in the road trip. And believe me, there are different types of strategies. So this is very helpful for me. I got a lot out of this. There's great tips and advice how to prepare yourself for the game. And so you can ensure that you have every weapon in your arsenal that you will need during the road trip. Okay? Top right-hand corner is done, so let's get out of here.
Done. Button.
Double
done.
Tap.
Blindfold road trip main menu.
And it takes us right back to the top, so I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get back down to the help section.
Selected. Road trip. Road trip. Current game score. Help. Button.
All right. One more to the right.
Settings. Button.
We have the settings. Now, before I dive into the settings, there's one more option in the main menu, and that pretty much sums it up. For the main menu.
Get upgrades. Button.
Get upgrade. This is where you can buy the variety of different packages that are available for road trip. I'm going to go ahead and double tap in here.
Get upgrades. Restore.
Now,
button.
Two things. First thing is that please note that the time of this podcast of when I recorded this, the prices may vary and the different type of packages will vary. So that'll be the second thing. So what you hear in here might be different, or it might be the same. So I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the right.
Get upgrades. Heading. Done. Button.
All right. As we know by now, the done button's at the top right-hand corner, and I'm going to swipe to the right.
20 coins, $0.9920 more rounds of road trip.
Okay. In this particular time, there's four different packages. The first one is you can get X number of coins for 99 cents. So obviously, I've already purchased one of these things, but if you are a hardcore gamer and you seem to play Road Trip a lot more, if you have more time on your hand or you just absolutely love this game, the second option for you, it might be for you.
Unlimited coins, unlimited play, $8.99.
So you got the option to buy an unlimited package for coins, that is. So you can have unlimited coins, so unlimited games. So that is for that amount, for $8.99. And now to the third package.
Unlock competitors. $2.99. Pick and customize your competitors. Purchased.
Okay. This allows you to unlock your competitor package. I bought this because for a number of reasons. When I get to the settings, I'll explain more why I unlocked it myself and what you get with the package and without the package. Okay. So this is the option to unlock the competitor package.
Bundle, $10.99, unlimited coins, and unlock competitors.
Okay. So the fourth and final package is the final finale. This is the biggest package they have, that which you can purchase the competitor package plus the unlimited coins for one low price of $10.99. So those are the four packages that you can consider and purchase. Now, if you're asking yourself, now, have you seen in other blindfold games where you could watch videos or other things to achieve coins? At this time, there's nothing like that in the road trip itself. So you cannot earn any more coins or by listening or seeing the videos gameplay like in some of the other ones. You'll have to purchase one of the packages to in order to keep playing. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, you do get 12 coins when you first download the app for the first time. So that's enough to get you for 12 games. After that, you'll have to buy one of these packages just to keep going. All right, let's go to the top right.
20 coins, $0.9920. Done. Button.
That's a done. Double tap on done.
Done. Blindfold road trip main menu.
All right. We're back at the top. Let's go back to the bottom here.
Current game scores. Button. Help. Settings. Button.
There we go. This is the last part that I was going to cover within the first segment of the blindfold road trip. And this is the last one we haven't gone over in the main menu. So let's go ahead and go to settings. There's quite a few things in here that you should know about. And let's go ahead.
Done. Button.
Done is at the top right-hand corner.
Game settings. Heading.
Okay, let's see what kind of settings we got here.
Background sounds. Now it is music soft.
Okay. Most of the blindfold games will always have music playing in the background. I love the music in the background, but right now I have this set to soft. If you double tap on this, you'll get four options. You get soft, medium, loud, or just turned off. By default, it's on medium. I put this on soft so it isn't quite distracting like the other games do, or I should say the other volume level, but really it's a personal preference.
Less talk. Now it is off.
If you would like less talk during the game, you can turn this option on. Just double tap on this and then select yes for less talk.
Sound effects. Now it is on.
The sound effects is incredible in this game. I love the sound effects in this game, so I keep this on. Again, this is a personal preference. If it's something that's bothering you or annoying you, you can turn this option off.
Number of cards. Now it is six.
Okay. Road trip, by default, gives you six cards in a given round, and you can play six, seven, or eight cards. So if you double tap in here, you can select a different numbers that you want to have cards being played during the road trip. Obviously, the more cards you have, the more options you'll be able to have to play against your competitor. But that plays against you as well, vice versa. They'll have more things to play against you. By default, it's on six. I keep it on six.
Use this card pile when deck is empty. Now it is on.
Okay. By default, this is turned off. I turn this on for... It gives you a little bit more flexibility with the game, and I think it extends the game more. There's times when you run out of the draw card. Once the draw cards are gone, if you are in a long, drawn-out battle with your competitor and you're going to run out of card, then you can pick up the discard pile after the draw cards are gone, and you can start using that, and it becomes a whole new different realm and strategy and playing the game. I find it a lot more exciting and by doing this. But again, this is a personal preference. This is turned off by default. I have this set to on.
If a card is playable, now it is on.
This is a must for most people. People that are playing this for the first time, or for people like myself that I'm unsure when I can play a certain card and when I can't, this will give you a subtle ding sound. A ding will occur when you highlight a certain card in your hand. And if it's playable, it will tell you that it's playable by doing a subtle ding. So this is a great way to learn how to play the game, or just to get you out of that thinking mode and realize, oh, this is a playable card. However, playing that card may not always be the best choice, of course, because you got to make sure that you want to play the card that most makes sense during that position where you are in the game. Okay, so the ding sound is set on, as by default it's on.
Choose the competitor. Now it is random.
Okay, here comes the competitor package I was telling about. By default, when you first get the game itself and you don't buy the competitor unlock package, it'll set to be random. So you don't get to set the players that you want to play. There are three different computer AI that play against you, and each of those computers are based on skills and personality. So one might be just absolutely dynamite and just killing you, and the other one might be really poor and just dumber than a rock. You know, it'll be discarding cards that just doesn't make any sense to you. And that's the biggest reason why I bought the competitor package, just for that reason. When I want to play a game, I want to play for fun. I want to play for competitiveness. I want the challenge. I want the fun out of a game that it gives me the more realistic value if I'm playing a human player. So by unlocking it, I find it to be more that way of how I like it. And not only that, but you can actually pick a certain computer if you want to. It depends on your mood, I say. If you want to play this certain player, you can just pick that player, or you can just leave it at random. I'm going to go ahead and show you what it looks like when you unlock
it. Choose the competitor. Competitors. Heading.
The first thing you're going to notice is that you have the ability to change the name of the computers. So my competitor names here are going to be different than what you see or hear on your game. I always name the players after my AppleViz team members. I enjoy it. I pretend that I'm playing against them, and it's just kind of fun for me. I enjoy it a lot. So maybe you got family members you like to put in there, and you're playing against your mom and dad or something. It just makes it a little more personable, and I don't know. I get a lot of kicks and giggles out of it when I'm screaming out their name or something. But I'm going to show you what I have here.
Done button.
Done button, top right-hand corner, of course.
Your current competitor is random. Pick your competitor. To change the name or skills of a competitor, tap the detail button.
Okay.
Michael is a good player and plays passive. Button.
Okay. So as you can hear, Michael is a good player and he plays passive. So you can set not only by their names, but the skill level and the personality.
More info. Michael is a good player and plays passive. Button.
Excuse me.
David is a very good player and plays normal. Button.
Here's David.
More info. David is a very good player. Scott is an average player and plays aggressive. Button.
And here's Scott. When you want to change one of these items for the names and the different skills and personalities, you just go to the more info.
More info. Scott is an average player
person.
And plays aggressive. Button.
Double tap on that.
Change competitor info. Cancel. Button.
Okay. It cancels at the top left.
Change competitor info. Heading. Save. Button.
Save is at the top right-hand corner. Swipe to the right.
Name.
Here comes the name of the competitor.
Scott. Text field.
So you have a text field here. And so you can rename this any way you want.
Skill.
Here comes the skills.
Poor. Button. One of four.
Okay. So you have four different skills. You have poor.
Selected. Average.
Average.
Button. Good.
Button. Good.
Very good.
And
button.
Very good.
Four of four.
I tell you, very good and good is they are just after you, and they'll just nip at you at the end of your shoes just all the time. They're just bam, 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 bam. It's like back to back, just nailing you. So this is how you can select a different kind of skills. So between Michael, Scott, and David, I have different set skills. As you notice, I had not picked anybody that was poor. So I always have somebody that's either average and above, so always keeps me on my toes.
Personality.
They got different personalities, three different kind of personalities.
Passive. Button. One of three.
You got passive.
Normal. Button.
Normal.
Two of three. Selected. Aggressive. Button.
And aggressive.
Three of three.
And now we're going to get out of here. We're to the top right-hand corner.
Save button.
I'll save what I got here.
Save. Competitors. Heading.
Okay. We have just gone over all the competitors that I have here and my competitor package. So I'm done in here. I just wanted to show you what that looks like. Top right-hand corner.
Your current competitor is random. Done. Button.
Done.
Settings. Choose the competitor. Now it is random.
Okay. So that is what you can find when you unlock the competitor package. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Post my new high score to Twitter.
If you are social nuts, you have several ways to post your score after a game. You have Facebook, Twitter, or nothing at all. By default, it's set to nothing, so you'll have to double tap in here and select the choice of social preference that you would like to post your score. Okay?
Customize voices.
This is a pretty cool area. I'm not going to go into it, but if you double tap on here, it's going to give you a slew of voices that you can pick from for yourself and for the competitor. I like the customizable of what you can do with each of the voices. Now, the default voices has a high pitch and it's really fast. They do that for a fast gameplay, so that makes sense. So if you want to play the game faster, you want to speed the things up and increase the pitch. I like the more realistic voices or the voices that I'm used to, so I'll double tap in here. And for me, I picked Enhanced Samantha and Daniel for my competitor. Now, the Samantha, I select as a slow voice with a pitch at 5 and a volume of 8. So I think by default it's fast, pitch 7, and volume 9. So I slowed down the pitch quite a bit to 5, and I made it slow, and the volume, I just notched it down one notch. And that's the same thing for Daniel. So you can select the different voices for whatever you like at the speed that you want. So customizable and personal preferences is, I think, is dynamite. I really love more control of the game for us to play with. That makes us feel, I don't know, it just makes the game more personalized for what you set up.
Customized game sounds.
The customized game sounds, there's two categories. There's the winning game sound and the losing game sound. You can go in here and change the different ways that you want it. So you, for the winning game sound, you got a list of different sounds for the winning. So if you like this particular sound when you win a game, you can just select that. And you can do that as well for the losing game. So anytime you want to change those, you can just come in here and change those up. So you have a winning sound and a losing game sound.
Replay message if not spoken. See user guide for info. Now it is on.
Replay when it's not spoken. You can turn this option on or off.
About. Heading.
And now we'll get to the about section. Now the next one is the version number.
Version 108.
So that's the version that I'm using during this podcast. But really, this is important if you ever have any bugs or feedback that you want to give back to the Kids Friendly Software. They'll probably want to know the version that you're using so they can find that bug and nip it on the butt for you and get that resolved. So this is where you can find the version. Now the next item here,
learn about our other apps,
is the list I was telling you about when you first open up Blindfold, that you get the list of games that Blindfold have to offer. This is where you can turn this option on or off.
Display list of apps on startup. Now it is off.
So I have turned it off. By default, set on. Otherwise, you'll have to hit the skip button each and every time. Or you can just come in here and turn it off. Just simply turn it off globally. So the next time you come into the game itself, it's not going to display the list of games. And now we'll get to the next four items. The next four items are the options and different ways you can keep informed or keep contact with the Kids Friendly Software.
Visit our blog, blindfoldgames.org.
So there's their website for their blog.
Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgums.
You can follow them on Twitter.
Post your comments at applevis.com.
Thanks for the shout out. Of course, come to Applevis to leave any comments. Kids-friendly software is always there. So if you have any questions or feedback, he's really good about coming to the site and helping you out when you need it, or just listening to your commentation or any kind of suggestions and things like that. He's always looking for new ideas for new games, or even better yet, how to improve the game and to remove bugs if there is any game that you found. And then lastly,
send an email to us.
You can just send an email to him. So those are the four ways you can contact the fine folks over the Kids Friendly software. So let's get out of here. Top right hand corner.
Customize voices. Done. Button.
All right.
Blindfold Road Trip main menu.
Okay. All right. So now we're getting into the second segment of the road trip. Let's get into the game and begin our road trip.
Selected. Road trip. 700 miles.
We're going to do the 700 mile game. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Using one coin to play. You have 15 coins left. To get more coins, click Get Upgrades. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. Starting road trip, 700 miles. You are playing with David, who is a very good player.
Okay. David is really good. He's really
tough.
Dealing
your cards. Dealing David's cards. Dealing a card to discard pile. You have six cards. 50. 75. End of limit. Speed limit. 75. More gas. Discard pile. Top card is new tire. It's your turn. First draw a card from the deck, then discard one card.
All right. After all the introduction, we got dealt with our cards, and our cards are laid out from left to right. So we got six cards here, and if you want to go through the cards itself, you use the flick to the left and right to go through the hands. So you begin with the far left. If you want to go to the far right, you just keep swiping to the right, and then you can flick back to the left. Now, give you a basic idea how this game works. Like any other road trip, to begin the road trip, you have to get into the car and start the car, right? So there is a go card, and that go card has to be played first before we can get on our trip. So I did not get dealt with a go card, so I can't go anywhere for now. Now, because this is a 700 mile game, that means we need to get to the 700 mile marker. Whoever crosses over that 700 mile marker, which is the finish line, basically wins the games. Now, the scoring will depend and vary on the cards that you play and how you played it, when you play it. So there's different ways how the score works. Now, obviously the winner will always have more points because it achieves finishing the game first. I think there's so much points for that, etc. But have no fear, you still get some points for the loser. Not only do you need a go card anytime you start the car, but once you start the car and you want to go down the road trip, you heard some of these mile of cars that I have. So I had
70, 50,
50,
75, end of limit.
So the 50, 75, those are your mile of cars. So those are miles that you can put down and I'll go that distance. So 50 miles will take you 50 miles and it's a cumulative. So you keep putting down these cars and you'll eventually get to 700 miles. Now there is more and different mile cars, and let me tell you those. There are 25 mile, 50, 75, 100, and lastly the 200. The 200 has some disadvantages and advantages. The advantages, of course, you can travel 200 miles at a whim, so you can go a lot faster and a lot further really quickly. But the downside is that you will achieve bonus point at the end of the game if you do not use the 200 miles at the any game entirely. So this game itself, if I had not played any 200 miles, it will give me additional points. Now, it depends on the situation, of course. Now, if I'm getting my butt kicked in and I'm really falling behind, I obviously want to go 200 miles just to catch up, and I'm just going to have to bite losing some of the extra points that I want. So, and the other little tidbit about the 200 mile card, you can only play two of those in a given game. So once you place the two 200 mile car down, and even if you have a third 200 miles, you can't play that anymore. That's just the limit. The limit of the game is you can only have two 200 games in a given game. All right, so now
70, end of limit.
End of limit. There's different delay tactic cards. These tactic cards are ways to delay you. And these people can delay you by handing you these different tactic cards. So you couldn't have a perfect road trip, of course. There'd be no fun. So I can play, or they can play against me, different ways to delay my road trip to go as far as I want to go at a given time. So there are a number of ways to do this. They can throw a flat tire on you, which you run out. You get a flat tire, and then they could throw out of gas. You run out of gas, and they could throw a crash card on you, which gets you in a crash. And then lastly, there's a stop card. So once I play a go card and I start up the car, if they throw a stop card on you, then it's literally like pulling on the side of the highway and then turn off your car. You can't go until you get a go card. And that is the same for any of the delay tactic cards. If they slap you a flat tire, you'll have to get these anti-delay tactic cards. So if I get a flat tire, I have to get a card that says fix flat. For the out of gas, it's more gas. And in a crash, it's a repair. And a go, there's a stop. And so I have to get another go. And there's a speed limit card as well. So if they slap a speed limit card on you, I have an end of limit card here that will get me out of that speed limit. And the speed limit, if that's slapped on you, you cannot travel more than 25 or 50 miles at a time in a given round. So even if you have a 75, 100, or 200 mile card, you cannot play that because you're in a speed limit. So end of limit will help you in that scenario to get you out of that speed limit so you can play the higher number mileage cards. So that'll get me out of a speed trap there.
Speed limit.
There's a speed limit, so I can put the speed limit on my player, my competitor. Let's see what else I got.
75.
And then lastly, my 75 mile card.
More gas,
okay. So if somebody slapped me out of gas, I got a more gas card. Now, as I mentioned before, if they place a out of gas card on you, I can play this more gas card down, but then I still have to get that go card to turn the car back on and get on back on the roads. And that happens for when you get a flat tire, out of gas, stop, and a crash. So you'll have to get the repair done before you can go and then get the go card. So you got a number of ways to get out of a scenario or place on your player. So I'm going to go draw a card. So one finger double tap.
You drew repairs from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Okay, so I got a repair. So that'll be good if somebody puts a crash on me. Now I have a speed limit. I'm going to play that on David here. So let's find that.
75.
I'm flicking to the left.
Speed limit.
There it is. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
You played speed limit on David.
Okay. So the speed limit has been placed on.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded new tire.
It's your turn. Draw a card.
So obviously, none of us has a go card to get this road trip on the road. Now, there are more cards, and as I get to them, I'll explain about the power cards. Those are the ones you really want. Those are the cream of the crop cards. But since we haven't seen them or gotten them yet, we won't worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and draw a hand.
You drew 200 from the deck.
Got 200.
Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
I'm never going to use a 200, so I'm going to go ahead and discard a 200 because everything else pretty much what I want. I want to keep those anti-delay cards just in case. I like to build those up at first. And the last 200 miles in the games, you should try to have the exact 200 miles that'll get you over that hump of from the 500 to 700 miles. There's a number of reasons why you can do that, just in case they start to come up pretty quickly on you and you want to just get the game ended and done. But nobody can move, so let's go to all the way to the right.
More gas. Repair. 200.
Okay, 200. To discard a card, you do a one-finger triple tap. 1, 2, 3.
You discarded 200.
Okay, got rid of it.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded new tile.
It's all your right. turn. Draw a card.
We're still going to look for that
draw card. You
drew
go from the deck. Now select a card from your hand.
What did I get?
Repair. Go.
Oh, excellent. I got a go card. That means I can get this baby on the road. So, of course, when I play this, David may be already waiting for me. He's going to hit me with these delay tactics, so you never know. It's spontaneous, and that's the challenging part and a lot of fun about this game. You never know what's going to happen, so I'm going to go ahead and play Go.
You played Go.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded repairs.
It's your turn. Draw a card.
Fortunately for me, he did not play anything bad on me, so I can just draw a card.
You drew Crash from the deck.
Ooh.
Now select a card from your hand
nice.
To play or discard.
I have an arsenal here, so I can put a Crash on him if I want. But since I'm up and running and I got nothing to worry about, I'm going to go ahead and start traveling. So let's find a mile card.
More gas. 75.
Okay. Let's go 75 miles. Let's double tap this.
You played 75.
And here we go. All right, we're on the road.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 25.
It's your turn.
Okay, so
draw
he's still waiting for a go card, and neither did he have anything to put on me yet. We'll see.
You drew go from the deck.
Now
select a card from your hand to play or discard.
This is worth like gold. Now, I always keep a go card on me just because you never know. He may put something on you like a flat tire, and I can fix it, but I have to have that go card, and it's hard to find, so keep that. That is like gold. It's not the cream of the crop like the power cards are that I'll mention when we come across that. So I'm going to go more miles
75.
Here. Let's go 74 miles. Let's go double tap.
You played 75.
Okay. There we go.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 25.
All it's right. your turn.
You
draw
keep
a card.
Discarding mile cards, so let's get my card here.
You drew go from the deck.
Ooh, another
go card.
Now select
a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now, at any time you want to see the status of your opponents or for yourself where you are, you can do a two-finger swipe up or down. I'm going to do a two-finger swipe up.
You have traveled 150 miles.
Okay, so I have 1,250 miles. I have no limitations on myself. Now, I'll let you listen to and hear what David has. Two-finger swipe down.
David has traveled 0 miles. David's speed is limited to 50. David cannot go until a go card is played.
So he's limited with a speed limit, and he's still looking for a go card. So that gives you kind of a basic idea of where you are with him in case you forget what scenario that you're in. Now, I still have another mile card, so let's go find that.
End of limit, 50.
I'm going to go ahead and play that, 50.
You played 50.
All right.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 50.
It's your turn.
Oh, my goodness.
Draw
he
a card.
Is still stuck back in the pit stop. Now, there is, if you shut him out, you can get some big hefty bonus point for that, so I can only hope. But I tell you, I've seen a game where I'm up like 500 or 600 miles and all of a sudden they just come out of nowhere and beat me. So you never know, and you never put your guard down, so always have something in hand that you can put them to a stop quickly.
You drew more gas from the deck. Now select a card from your
hand
to play.
Let's see what I got here.
More gas. End of limit.
I got end of limit.
More gas.
More gas.
Repairs.
Repair.
Crash.
A crash I can put on.
Go.
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 Another go.
More gas.
I don't need any more gas. I already have a card for that, so I'll discard that. So that's just redundant here. Triple tap.
You discarded more gas.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 50.
It's your turn. Draw a card.
He keeps discarding these mile cards that I need.
You drew new tire from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now I'm kind of bumming here.
More gas. Go. Go. Crash. Repairs.
Boy, this is when you get yourself in a pickle. Now you just gotta, it's just gonna go back and forth.
Crash. Go.
I'm going to go ahead and discard one of these duplicate ones.
You discarded Go.
David drew a card from the deck. David played End of Limit.
Okay.
It's your turn.
He played End of Limit, so he's no longer under speed limit, so he can travel as far as he wants. But of course, he hasn't got his Go card, so he can put those higher mileage cards of 75, 100, and 200 if he wants.
You drew 25 from the deck.
Excellent.
Now select a card from your hand. More gap. New top 25.
And let's go.
You played 25.
Surely but surely we'll move up. We're just racking it
David
up here.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded more gas.
All right.
It's your turn. You drew out of gas from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
I can put out of gas on him, but I've already got a crash. I'm going to go ahead and discard
out
that.
Out of gas. You discarded out of gas.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 75.
Okay, it's your turn. Draw a card. You drew flat tire from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Again, I have a crash, so I still got a delay card. I'm going to go ahead and take the chance and discard that.
You discarded flat tire.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 75.
Okay.
It's your turn. You drew 50 from the deck.
Ah, excellent.
Now select 50. A card.
We're going to go 50 more miles. Let's put that down.
You played 50.
I'm booking along here. Excellent.
David drew a card from the deck. David played stop on you.
Hey. Hey.
It's your turn.
That's
draw a card.
I was telling you about. He put a stop on me. That means I got to put my go card. And fortunately, I have one of those in my hand. So I can get back on the road quickly. So let's go ahead and draw a card.
You drew 75 from the deck.
I can't play
now
that until I go to my go.
Your hand to play go.
Let's go ahead and play go.
You played go.
I started back up. All right.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 25.
It's your turn. Draw a
okay,
card.
I'm being very, very lucky. I know this sounds like I'm kicking his pants, and for right now I am, but I've seen David come back out of nowhere and put two 200-mile cars down once he got to go, and he just boomed back up, but...
You drew crash from the deck.
Now
select a card from your hand to play or discard.
I already have two crash, but mileage right now for me is more important, so I'm going to keep going.
New tire, 75.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap
on that. You played 75.
And put 74 miles under the belt.
David drew a card from the deck.
Let's see what David
gets. David discarded 100.
All right.
It's your turn. Draw a card. You drew 200 from the deck. Now
Ooh.
Select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Man, this is tempting. I'm going to keep the 200 for now.
Crash.
I'm going to discard the crash because I already have two of those. So this is a duplicate. I'll double.
You cannot play crash because David cannot go.
I accidentally put a double tap, and obviously you can't play crash on him because he hasn't gone yet. So he has to go before you can put any delay tactic, except for the speed limit. You can put that down anytime. So since he hasn't got himself on the road yet, I'll just have to discard this. 1, 2, 3.
You discarded crash.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded 75.
It's your
I'm
turn.
I'm looking for
Draw
these
card.
Power cards. These power cards.
You drew 100 from the deck.
I got
now
100.
Select
That's
a card
nice.
From your hand to play or discard.
The power cards we haven't seen yet. And I'll go ahead and cover that real quick here. The power cards are the cream of the crop. They are... Oh, my gosh. You want them so badly. There are four different power cards. There's this power tire, power gas, power repair, and power go. They're exactly what you think. They're the anti-delay cards that you get. So if they put a flat tire on me, you realize it took two rounds to get back on the road, right? So you have to put a fix a tire and then get a go card before you can get yourself back on the road. But if you slap a power tire when you get a flat tire, you instantly fix the flat tire, and plus it gives you a go card. Now you're ready to go, and you can just hit a mileage card, and you're on your way, so without having to do two rounds of waiting. The other cool part about that is once you place a power card down, like a power tire, he can never ever play a flat tire on you because you will be immune to it. So it's kind of like a shield against that particular card. That's the same for the gas, power repair, and the power go. The power go, he can never put a stop on you, and plus he can never put a speed limit on you. So those are very beneficial. Very cool cards to have. And if you play those cards when you need them, so if somebody hits me a flat tire and I have a power tire and I play it on my flat tire, those are called powered up. And power up, you get more bonus points for using it when you need it. Now, when you get towards the end of the game, if they're getting way up there or you're getting to the end of the finish line first, you want to go ahead and play those cards because you get points for those power cards for having them. So you can still play it for a certain X number of points, but you'll get more points if you play it when you really need it, absolutely need it, okay? Let's see what I have so far.
You have traveled 350 miles.
I've gone 350 miles. Okay, let's play the 100 miles.
100.
Now we're really going to book it.
You played 100.
Now we're at 450. All right, so we're getting up there.
David drew a card from the deck. David discarded repairs.
It's your turn. Draw
okay.
a card.
Double time.
You drew 50 from the deck.
I got
now
another 50.
Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now, as you hear, I believe I'm at 450. So if I play a 50, I'll be at 500 miles. And then I have a 200 mile card if I want to just finish them off and go to 700 miles. Now, the catch in these mileage games. So if you play 700 miles, you have to go exactly 700 miles. So let's just say I have 600 miles and I have a 200 mile card. That's not going to do any good because that's going to give me 800 miles and you cannot use that 200 anymore. So you'll have to play a 100 mile card, a 75 and a 25 or 250 or 425s or whatever. There's variations. So you get the point. So if I get to 650 miles, I have to play a 50-mile card or a 225-mile card to achieve the equal of 700 miles. So
50.
I'm going to go ahead and play my 50 here.
You played 50.
So I'm at 500 miles. I'm doing
David
really, really
good.
David
drew a card from the deck. David played power gas.
Ah! There's that power gas.
It's your turn. Draw
now,
a card.
That's great for him. I can never put out of gas on him, so he's protected against gas.
You drew 25 from the deck.
There's another
now
25.
Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now, I can't remember where David is, so let's see where he's at.
David has traveled 0 miles. Power card, power gas. David cannot go until a go card is played.
Okay. So he's still waiting on a go card, so I'm still safe, so I'm going to go ahead. This is the part I was telling you about. I'm at 500. I have a 200. I'm not going to go for it. I'm going to go for the bonus point. So 200 is going to be no good after this because I'll be at 550 miles. So that's out of reach for the 200 miles. That will take me over the 700 miles. So I'll go ahead and play this.
200. 25. You play 25.
David drew a card from the deck. David played go.
All right. He's up and going now.
It's your turn.
Now I got
draw
some
a card.
Delay tactics here.
You drew go from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
All right, I'm going to keep that go.
New tire.
That's fine.
More gas. Repairs.
Okay.
End of limit.
Oh.
Repairs.
That's good for crashes.
More gas.
I need more gas.
New tire.
New tire.
Crash.
Oh, there it is. I'm going to put a crash on him. I'm going to put him in a careen and put him in an accident. That's going to knock him out of the side. He'll still be a shutout because he won't have any miles down. So let's put him in an accident. Just double tap
played
it.
Crash on
sorry,
David.
Boom.
David drew a card from the deck. David played repairs.
Oh, he played it pretty quick. So
it's your turn.
He just
draw
got his car repaired, but he still got to get a go card.
You drew power tire from the deck.
Excellent.
Now select a card from your hand to play or
discard.
I have
a power tire. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm not going to play that until I get a flat tire or get a little bit closer where I need to play it. So I think I have a new tire card. I'm going to get rid of that because you don't need it because you got a power tire here.
New tire.
There it is. I'm going to discard that.
You discarded new tire.
All right.
David drew a card from the deck. David played go.
Oh. This is
it's your
it's
turn.
Not
draw
so
a card.
Good for me. Nice, got a go card. I don't have any more delay tactic card. So that quest for being a shutout, it just went out the window maybe, unless I draw some.
You drew out of gas from the deck. Whew. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now he played a power card, and I forget what he had.
David has traveled 0 miles. Power card, power gas.
Ah. Of course he would have a power gas card. That means the out of gas card is cannot be used against him. So I got no delay cards, no mile cards. So now I may be toasted because now he can start moving.
Go. Power tire. Out of gas.
I'm gonna go ahead and throw that away.
You discarded out of
Let's
gas.
See what he does.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 100.
Alright. He's on
it's
the road, so
draw a card.
There went my shutout. He's 100 miles now. I'm at 525 or something like that. So I got to get these mileage cards.
You drew 75 from the deck.
Oh, thank
now
goodness.
Now select a card from 75.
Let's play that.
You played 75.
All right. As long as I'm
David
moving, that's good.
David drew a card from the deck. David played power go.
Oh.
It's your turn. Draw
I really love that power go card the best. That's the mice most favorite. So I can't put a stop on him or speed limit. So he's now invincible. So he can go as fast as he can, as far as he want, and I can't stop him. Now if I get a flat tire or a crash, I can still play those two because he doesn't have a power card for those. He has a power gas and a power go. Now, let's see how many miles I've gone.
You have traveled 600 miles.
So I've got 600. I need 100 more miles. Draw a card.
You drew speed limit from the deck. Now select a card from your
speed
hand
limit
to play or
it's
discard.
It's not going
to
do anything good against David, so I'm going to throw that away.
Power tire. Speed limit.
Throw it away.
You discarded speed limit.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 100.
All right. He's catching up pretty quick,
it's your turn.
So 6 to 200.
You drew end of limit from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Need that.
End of limit.
Throw that away.
You discarded end of limit.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 100.
Oh. He's been stockpiling the mile card, so 6 to 300. And you're probably asking, why did I throw away the end of limit? One, I'm not sure I. Even if I did have one in my hand, it'll do no good. Even if you did a speed limit on me, I'm at 650 miles. So the only cards I can play are 25 and 50. So that won't hurt me because I can't play 75, 100, or 200 at this point. So let's draw.
You drew power repairs from the deck.
All right.
Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
Now I got the last final two power cards, which is good to have. So I'm protected in those two areas.
Power tire.
Power tire and power repair.
Go. 200. More gas.
I'm going to go. 200. Since really there's a couple I could throw away, but I'll go ahead and throw away those 200.
You discarded 200.
Okay.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 100.
I'm telling you, see how things are
turn.
Changing so quickly.
Draw a card. You drew go from the deck. Now select a card from your hand to play or discard. More gas. Repairs.
I don't need to repair. I got the power repair, so I'll throw that away.
You discarded repairs.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 75.
Alright. He's still catching up pretty quick.
Draw a card. You drew 75 from the deck. Now select a card. Power repair. Go.
No good.
75.
Throw it away.
You discarded 75.
I need a 50.
David drew a card from the deck.
Come on.
David played 25.
He's notching up on me.
It's your turn.
Oh my goodness.
Draw a
card. He is really coming up.
David has traveled 500 miles.
500 miles.
Power card, power gas.
I believe I'm at 650. So I'm at 650 and he's at 500, so things are coming up.
You drew end of limit from the deck.
No good.
End of limit.
Throw it away.
You discarded end of limit.
Come on.
David drew a card from the deck. David played speed limit on you.
Again. I don't care.
It's your turn.
I need a 50
card
anyway.
You drew 100 from the deck.
No good. Throw it away.
100. You discarded 100.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 50.
Dang, he's exactly 100 miles
behind
me.
It's your turn. Draw a card. You drew 200 from the deck.
Of course I would.
Now select a card. 200.
Something I don't need. Throw it away.
You discarded 200.
David drew a card from the deck.
Yeah?
David played 100.
Oh, man. This is what I'm...
It's your turn.
I told you.
Draw
See,
a card.
I was so far advanced, but the skill level he's at, he'll just come out of nowhere. I'm going to start playing these power cards.
You drew 100 from the deck.
Because I need to get those out there.
Now select a card from your hand to play or discard.
So I can get those points. Not that it really matters, but I got nothing else to play. I got nothing else to stop them. And, you know, I got to make the best of it.
Go. Power repairs.
Let's do the power repair.
You played power repairs.
All right, so you can't put a crash on me anymore.
David drew a card from the deck.
Let me guess.
David 50. Played flat tire on you.
Oh, he put a flat tire on me, which is good. That power
it's
your
tire
turn. Came in
Draw
handy.
Draw a card. You drew 200 from the deck.
All right.
Now, power tire.
I'm going to go ahead and play power tire. Now, this is the power up because he put a flat on me. Now I can use it for in a meaningful way.
You played power tire and scored a power up.
Boom, boom, power up. So I got a power up.
David drew a card from the deck.
Come
David
on.
David played 25.
Ooh. Now, he's got himself in a pickle.
It's your
now
turn.
He has to have
Draw a card.
Exactly 25 mile card to get out of the game. I have a little bit of breathing room with a 50 or 25, but I got these plenty of these powerhouse numbers, but they're not going to do us any good.
You drew go from the deck.
Ah.
Now select a card. End of limit. 100.
Go ahead and get rid of these cards.
You discarded 100.
David drew a card from the deck. David played 25.
Ah, there it is. Boom.
You scored 600 points for distance, 200 points for power cards, and 300 points for power ups.
I tried.
David scored 700 points for distance, 200 points for power cards, and 0 points for power ups. David scored an additional 400 points for a completed trip. 300 points for a safe trip. David's total score is 1,600 points.
Not bad. Yeah.
Game is over. Swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu. Swipe up with 1 finger to play again. Or swipe down with 1 finger to hear the scores again.
Now, when you win a game, you can do a 2-finger double tap to post your score on your social choice, where it's Facebook or Twitter. Now, you can do a 1-finger swipe down to hear the score again, or you can just play a whole new road trip and get on the road again by doing a 1-finger swipe up. I'll take another coin, and you can play another game. Or you can do a 3-finger swipe up to get out of here, and I'll take us back out to the main menu. Now, as you can see, my biggest failure in that game was I underestimated David. I knew he was a very good player. And once he got his go-kart, and if I didn't have any delay tactic card, I knew he was going to come back and just knock my socks off him, which he did. And so the strategy behind that one, you would try to accumulate as much delay card as you can get instead of the anti-delay. You know, it's a balance of what you think you need and what you should get. But if you really want to slow them down, you're going to have to throw junk at them, all these delay cards. So that was my biggest mistake. I threw away, I think, an extra crash. I could have had 2 crash cards on them. So, you know, it's a live and learn and experience in different games. But this is pretty much what the road trip game is all about. I love the challenge of it. It's difficult. You never know. It's very unpredictable, just like that game. And I hope that the rules and the coverage I've done will give you enough to understand the game so you can get this game, download it, and get to play it right out of the gate so you don't have to read the user guide. You can feel free to read the user guide. It's especially about the scoring aspect of it. There's a lot of ways to do it, so that way you can get a better idea how you can strategize and prepare for your game. Okay, well, that's going to do for Road Trip. Again, this is a free app. It got an in-app purchase for right now. Got four different options to pay for the different packages. There are no way to achieve free coins at the time of this recording. That may change, so that may vary. But I hope you enjoy this. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, you take care. God bless and goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.